Sounds Like Salt Spring is brought to you by the Treehouse Cafe Harborside. Come and relax under the plum tree. Join us in our cozy indoor heated patio for all-day breakfasts and yummy lunches featuring our homemade vegetarian soups. Free delivery in the downtown area from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday to Friday. We're open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday to Thursday and 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday. $10 burger and a beer every Friday night, and a taste of India every Saturday night, and great live music every weekend. As part of the Open Late Shop and Social, Santa will be at his workshop in the shed between Mowat's and the Treehouse that evening between 6 and 8 p.m., December 6th. And don't miss Santa's ship when he arrives at 7 p.m. on December the 8th. And performing at the Treehouse Cafe this Friday, December 7th, it's Richard Cross. And Saturday, December 8th, Billy Woods. So come on down to the Treehouse Cafe for delicious food and great live entertainment, right in the heart of Ganges. You're listening to CFSI-FM, 107.9, 102.1, and online at cfsi-fm.com. Salt Spring Island Radio.
This is Elizabeth May, and you're listening to CFSI-FM at 107.9 and online at cfsi-fm.com, Salt Spring Island Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill Henderson, and you're listening to Sounds Like Salt Spring with Bill Nash on CFSI-FM 107.9.
Oh,
This is Elizabeth May, and you're listening to CFSI-FM at 107.9 and online at cfsi-fm.com, Salt Spring Island Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill Henderson, and you're listening to Sounds Like Salt Spring with Bill Nash on CFSI-FM 107.9.
Comes from honesty, like seeds into flowers. Elizabeth, Elizabeth,
she's taking care of business every day, every way.
Elizabeth,
baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Elizabeth,
baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Cause they just wanna throw her away. And they may wanna diss her, but I'll tell you, mister, it's tough to dismiss Miss May.
Elizabeth!
It's tough to dismiss Miss May. It's tough.
Elizabeth!
And live from Ottawa, Parliamentarian of the Year, our very own Elizabeth May. Welcome, Elizabeth. Congratulations.
Thanks, Bill. It was a pretty big shock.
Well earned. How does it feel?
Well, I tell you, the thing about being Parliamentarian of the Year, number one, I never would have expected it, and it's a vote by all MPs. Now, fortunately, it's a secret ballot, but I can't tell you how much it meant to me to know that my colleagues in all different parties, it must have been fairly large numbers, voted for me. The people who compiled the vote told me that it wasn't even close, and that made me feel, you know, very gratified in the fact that I, as you know, have been trying to work across party lines.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always feel like you're making a lot of progress, but something like this says to me pretty clearly that the other members of Parliament in other parties appreciate the kind of politics I'm practicing and trying to be respectful to people all the time. And obviously they recognize that I work hard and that I've figured out some rules that nobody else had figured out, that sort of thing. So I was absolutely stunned, though. I had no idea. There's usually no secrets in Ottawa. This was kept a really big secret.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really proud of being the first woman to be Parliamentarian of the Year. and I'm the first British Columbia MP to be Parliamentarian of the Year. So there's a lot of firsts in there. I'm certainly the first Green Party member of Parliament to be Parliamentarian of the Year. So I was really, really very honored by the award.
I remember while you were candidate, May, you were talking about going in there and trying to restore some decorum in the House. And you had a very interesting thing that you did. When you get up to speak, I remember how bad it was before. And when you got up to speak, you would sit down and have the Speaker of Mr. Speaker to restore order. And then you'd get up and things seemed to kind of flow from there.
Yeah, I refuse. It's what I call a policy of zero tolerance for heckling.
Yeah.
So not only do I not heckle, there's other MPs who refuse to heckle. There's not enough of us, but there's some. But what I thought would really bring order to the place would be to refuse to continue trying to speak when people are yelling loudly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes they get cross with me and they say, you should stand up. But the speaker recognizes what I'm trying to do. And there's only been one time that it just hasn't worked. And the speaker, well, it was a different speaker in the chair. The speaker, Andrew Scheer, who's got the title of speaker, then there's a number of deputy speakers. He's really trying to support me in what I'm doing. So that if I don't keep speaking and I sit down, he will call for order.
Mm-hmm.
And he will give me back the floor and I don't lose time for doing that. That's always the worry, that when you only have 30 seconds
to put
a question forward in question period, it's not really a very good thing to lose all your time. But I feel I'd rather lose my time and stand on principle, or I guess in this case, sit on principle. I think it's important to bring decorum back to the House because it's one of those things that symbolizes our respect for democracy. And when you lose it, you lose more than just the noise and the abuse. You actually lose the respect of the public for democratic institutions.
Absolutely. And we have to break for a commercial pretty soon, but I'd also like you to just kind of go over, you spent a lot of time in the House doing your constituents' business,
yes.
And there are a lot of committees. You have a lot of volunteers.
Right. I have interns. Fortunately, with two major universities in Ottawa, between University of Ottawa and Carleton, we've connected with professors, and there's enough there that recognize that working for an MP and being assigned to one committee at a time, our interns are actually able to get some good content for their studies,
mm-hmm.
and that's the way that I can keep on top of what's going on in many committees all at once, and preparing amendments on bills. It's really important to know what kind of key points have been made by witnesses, but more than that, my interns are assigned to follow the sort of the drama of committees and who seems to be getting along with whom and who's had a spat with whom and you know what seems to be really going on there and young people tracking it are much better off in reporting it to me than if I were just to read the transcripts, which I mean to read the transcripts from 20 committees would be pretty impossible, but I get a one page written summary,
uh-huh.
of what's going on in committee, and then of course we have staff meetings. So I get a very good sense of everything that's going on in Parliament Hill, probably better than any other MP because of having these really bright young people giving me reports.
Right. So you're in Ottawa. You're actually on a cell phone outside. So why don't we pause for some commercials, and when we come back, we'll talk about why you won't be attending the UN Climate Conference in Doha.
Okay. Hang on.
Back in a bit.
You're listening to CFSI-FM. 107.9, 102.1, and online at cfsi-fm.com. Salt Spring Island Radio.
It's been revered in ancient cultures as the food of gods. To some, chocolate is as good as love. To others, it's better. So this holiday season, spread the spirit of joy and happiness with the gift that you know everyone will enjoy, gift boxes of chocolates. Don't hassle with buying online. Don't wait on ferry lines. Come on downtown to Harlan's Chocolates. It's our own island's handcrafted chocolates. Whether it's a stocking stuffer or a gift of love, come visit Harlan's Chocolates.
Looking for independence? At SSI Mobile Medical Equipment, Patrick can help. From installations of grab bars, bathroom safety, to walkers, wheelchairs, and scooters, I have access to all of MediChair Victoria's mobility solutions right here on the island and to your door. Gain back your independence. Call Patrick for a free estimate at 250-537-1990. SSI Mobile Medical Equipment and Medicare Victoria, bringing your home health care needs home to you.
Quality, fun, family-friendly, made in Canada. That's all the virtues of Beachcomber Hot Tubs. They're made available to you by Jim's Pools and Spas, located at 334 Upper Ganges Road, near Merchant News. Jim's Pools and Spas also has all the swimming pool and hot tub accessories you'll need. It's Jim's Pools and Spas on Upper Ganges Road, 931-1387, for reliable and friendly service.
This is Elizabeth May, and you're listening to CFSI-FM at 107.9 and online at cfsi-fm.com, Salt Spring Island Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill Henderson, and you're listening to Sounds Like Salt Spring with Bill Nash on CFSI-FM 107.9.
Welcome back to Sounds Like Salt Spring. I'm Bill Nash with my guest today, Parliamentarian of the Year, our very own MP for Sandwich Gulf Islands, Elizabeth May. Welcome back, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, so you won't be going to the UN Climate Conference in Doha. Why?
Yeah, it's the 18th Conference of the Parties. I had my hotel, I'd done my accreditation, of course. You know, I think most listeners who pay attention to climate negotiations will know that Stephen Harper is the first prime minister in decades to decide that members of parliament from opposition parties aren't welcome on the Canadian delegation. But so I was going to be going with one of the international green designations. But, you know what, as a one-person caucus, I had to figure out where I was most needed. And as it turns out, the omnibus budget bill, the second one, C-45, that's going to be destroying our Navigable Waters Protection Act and a number of other things that I find really unacceptable. Well, the vote was supposed to happen this last week. It got bumped into next week. And so I had a very hard choice I really had no choice. I've got a lot of really good amendments to put forward for one thing, this omnibus budget bill is going to put in place a requirement for a whole new screening system for foreign visitors to Canada. Unless they're from the United States, they're going to have to fill out an online form and find out if the Minister of Immigration thinks they're acceptable as visitors, as tourists. I think it's terrible. And then the Navigable Waters Protection Act, they've taken millions of lakes and rivers and reduced it to a list of 97 lakes and 62 rivers for the whole country. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they don't count as being under the protection of the Minister of Transport to require a permit before they are obstructed. So I found myself with really no choice. I had to, at the last minute, cancel going to Doha. And what makes me particularly sad about it is that the Liberals and the New Democrats weren't sending anyone anyway. So I was going to be the only opposition member of Parliament going to try to keep an eye on Peter Kent and what the government of Canada is doing in Doha. So I'm trying to keep in touch long distance and keep on top of the negotiations. But I'm physically not there, which is why I'm physically in Ottawa this weekend. Mm-hmm. It just worked out that it was better to stay put and work here on our amendments and be ready for what we're going to be doing next week, which will probably be not a 24-hour voting marathon, but maybe a 9-hour vote straight through.
Mm-hmm. And the omnibus bill C-30 last spring, that was the 24-hour marathon with numerous amendments. This one coming up is Bill C-45, Jobs and Growth Act. And so you're saying this will probably only go about 9 hours.
Yeah, there's not as much, well, there's a lot wrong with it, but compared to C-38, I mean, there's only so many times you can destroy environmental laws in Canada. They destroyed the Environmental Assessment Act, they destroyed the Fisheries Act in C-38. They haven't yet destroyed the Species at Risk Act, but I know that that's planned. So the Navigable Waters Protection Act we've had since 1882, and the notion that we can't protect rights to put a canoe or a kayak in a piece of water anywhere in Canada, that's been a right we've had since 1867. And their cover for it is to say that somehow this requirement for permits before you obstructed navigation was getting in the way of municipalities and was a real headache for them. But the proof that that isn't their motivation is that when you look at the rivers and lakes they've listed and the ones they haven't listed, they are not listing millions of lakes in wilderness areas that are nowhere near municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
And they are listing a few of the lakes that people visit and care about. So it's an absolutely appalling situation to imagine that we'd go from having a definition of navigable, meaning you can navigate it with a kayak or a canoe, it's navigable. Now, it's not navigable unless it's on a list, and the list for the whole country is only 62 rivers. I mean, we've got, you know, thousands in B.C. alone,
right.
And across the country we have tens of thousands. So the whole, the notion of doing this is sort of Orwellian. Anyway, I have to stay in Ottawa for that, but I am keeping on top of what's going on in Doha, and Canada has again made itself, I mean, it's hard to imagine that we could make ourselves less respected than we have done so far in these climate negotiations, but we're doing it this time.
Didn't we get some kind of a fossil award?
Yeah, well, Stephen Harper personally, you know, he never signed or approved of Kyoto, but we were legally bound by it, but he did personally sign the Copenhagen Accord, which I regard as, you know, very weak and useless compared to Kyoto, but the Copenhagen Accord that he signed was not legally binding, but did commit the industrialized countries to come up with money for the developing world. So he's just reneged on that and said, we're not going to put any more money in. We put 3 years' worth of funding in, and that's it for that. And the other thing we're doing, which I think is really shocking, is that, and I'm sure Salt Spring Island listeners who pay a lot of attention to climate will know that Canada signaled last year that we were legally withdrawing from the Kyoto Protocol. Now, withdrawing from the Kyoto Protocol is a one-year process. So we are still, believe it or not, legally parties to Kyoto until December 15th of
this
year.
A contract is a contract.
Right. So you'd think we'd have the sense to stay out of the room while the people and the countries that care about the second phase of Kyoto are negotiating to make it a good agreement. But no, we're acting as if we're still Kyoto parties to go into those negotiations to weaken the second commitment period from which we are withdrawing. So that is really creating a lot of anger in Doha at Canada. I told the senior Environment Canada bureaucrats when they told me that's what they were going to do, that they ought to enter Peter Kent into something like a witness protection program, because he will easily be, if recognizable, the most unpopular guy in the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're just so glad that we have you in Parliament, and
I'm glad to be here. We came very close in Victoria to getting me a friend who could help me.
That's right.
So I'm hoping that before too long, we'll find a way to get Donald Galloway to Parliament, because he'd be fantastic. I definitely need another couple of MPs who are willing to do the work in the nonpartisan way that I approach it, because
right.
I think when there's more of us, we'll be able to make Parliament work better. But that's something that'll come another day.
Exactly. Maybe you'll triple your caucus.
I can't wait. Anyway, thanks a million, Bill. I'm just going to slip back inside where it's warm, and I'm really glad to have a chance to talk to Salt Spring.
Thanks so much, and we'll try to get you on before Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. No worries there.
Thanks
talk
again.
To you soon.
Stay warm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was our MP for Saanich Gulf Islands, the Honorable Elizabeth May, speaking from outside in Ottawa, where it's kind of chilly tonight. And we'll try to have Elizabeth back before Christmas. Stay tuned. Lots more on Sounds Like Salt Spring. I'm Bill Nash. Back after this.